So, who are you?
Hi, I'm Ben Brower. I'm a senior product manager for ResponsePoint. ResponsePoint's a product that's for it's a phone system that's built for the small business customer.
Okay.
So, it's built from the ground up for the small business customer, which is different than most other phone systems in the marketplace today. Most of them come from like Avaya or from Cisco or, you know, some of these other companies that have huge systems that they've basically broken down into, broken down into like smaller feature sets and tried to sell that to the market.
Right.
And it just doesn't work. So Bill Gates and a couple other folks had these ideas about ways to break into the small business segment. And now that we have Small Business Server out there and so forth, and they were thinking, you know, what other kind of products can we bring to market in this area? And so they thought a phone system would be a really good idea, and that the phone systems today, as I was just saying, are pretty bad. They're not really well matched for the small business, because one of the biggest problems with phone systems right now are that everybody assumes that there's an IT professional in a small business. But if you look from like 1 to 50 employees, or small businesses that have 1 to 50 employees, there's almost never an IT professional. And so as a result, they almost always have to hire out like a telephony specialist,
right?
Which can cost like $10,000 to $15,000 a year just in retainer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's usually about $100 to $200 every service request.
Sure.
So like a service request could be something as simple as just moving a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, for a small business that, you know, might be making under $100 million a year, that's pretty substantial.
Sure. Sure. So, you know, you talked about the 1 to 50. So is the goal to have those small businesses be able to set up and run the phone system themselves without IT?
Yep. That is the idea.
Okay. Yeah. And is this hardware? Is this software? Is this both?
So one of the things, and you'll hear this from the UC team also, is that one of the reasons why Microsoft got into
the Unified Communications team. And yes. How does this relate to the Unified Communications team?
So we're basically the Unified Communications for small business.
Okay.
Under 50. So if you look at like Office Communicator Server, Communication Server, you do need an IT professional to have it installed and continuously maintain and manage that system.
Sure.
In our case, we think that a small business owner, you know, like let's say, you know, a taxi cab driver, is just not going to know how to use like an Office Communicator type of product. So,
right.
So what we did is, and from the very beginning, we focused on two things. We focused on ease of use and ease of management. So under ease of management, we would consider ease of installation as being a key thing. So basically what we've said is that if you can plug in the base unit and you can then connect it to your LAN, then you should be good to go.
Okay.
And everything else is pretty wizard-like. And so if you can run a computer, basically, configure a computer, you should be fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So that's the premise, yeah.
Wow. And then, so is this product out now, or...?
Yep, it's in the market. We have three OEMs that build the appliance. So we supply the software.
Right.
And it's all IP-based. So we supply the software to these guys who then it's basically preloaded into their appliance. And then that appliance is sold to the small business specialist or the small business owner, who usually uses a small business specialist just to kind of help them out a little bit, understand the product. So those guys have been in the market. Two of the OEMs have been in the market now for about 3 months now.
Okay.
And another one's going to come in the market in about 3 months.
So do people just go to, like, say, Best Buy and pick this up, or...?
Not yet. We're going to get there. One of the things about small business phone systems is that because they've been so difficult to use in the past, almost everyone goes to the telephony specialist or to some other value-added reseller.
Right.
So the small business owner doesn't know yet how to actually shop for a phone.
Sure.
For a phone system. So we're helping educate the market on how to actually do that. So we're expecting once the market kind of gets an understanding and the word of mouth is out there about what this product can do, we think then it will be good to get into retail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so we're going to go see some of the team now and
yeah,
see some
yeah.
demos and
so
hardware.
I think you're going to see some really cool demos. One of the things that really sells the product is to see just how easy it is to use this thing.
Okay.
And see how easy it is to manage it. So let me make one more point before we move on, is that the ease of use is all about making it so easy that, you know, you basically all you have to do is punch a button and say something to the system, and it will do it. So,
okay. For
instance, if you want to transfer a call, what you do is hit a blue button. We call it the magic blue button. You press the button, you speak and say, transfer call to Joe Smith, and it will acknowledge that you've asked it to do that, and then it will go transfer the phone to or that call to Joe Smith.
Now, we've seen some of the voice-activated stuff with, say, Sync. Is this same technology, or...?
Actually, it's a different speech server, speech recognition software. We're not sure why, because we actually think we have a very, very good system.
Okay.
For some reason it is. But our system...
And the voice XML one as well, Telmes, is that separate?
That's a separate one as well. okay. It's kind of, you know Microsoft. There's three different projects going on at once. So what our speech software is, speech recognition software is based on is Speech Server, product that we had in the market for a while. And so it we really boiled it down to a very usable form factor that can basically sit within this appliance.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. At least people know Speech Server, so they're familiar with the engine there. So.
Yeah. And for a small business guy, he'll never care. He just wants to be able to hit the blue button, say what he needs to do, and have the system do it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They really don't want to have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Cool. All right, so let's go.
Yep. Okay.
So who are you?
I'm Richard Sprague. I'm in charge of marketing for ResponsePoint.
Okay.
I joined the team about last summer, just when things were kind of getting started. But before this team, I worked in the speech recognition team.
Okay.
Under XD Huang. Who has been who's the father of ResponsePoint. They started this group about 3 years ago, and it started out as an incubation effort, like this little skunkworks kind of project in the middle of nowhere and inside of Microsoft Research, and they've been working on these little cool phone system stuff.
Cool, and you have demos to show us.
I have a bunch of demos. Yeah, in fact, I have. Kind of a reputation here as being the phone guy, because you can see on my desk
there's
a lot of different phones here.
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So counting my mobile phone. I don't know. I don't really count them all. And then, of course, I have other phones here, too, so I have, if you need any other phones, I've got them all over the office here.
Nice.
I guess, maybe it'd be easiest to show you kind of how it works if I start... with the basic idea, and I'll show you here. I've got another system right here, which is kind of the way it starts. So, ResponsePoint is a phone system. It's designed for specifically designed for small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is, you will get, from wherever you end up buying it. And I think Ben probably told you a little about pricing and that kind of stuff. Did you get that at all?
Didn't get any pricing.
All right. Okay. So, you can buy one of these things for about, give or take, $2,500. For us, a typical small business of five employees, five phones.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll get is, you get a box that looks like this. This is the one that comes from SysPine. Microsoft makes the software. We've got, at this point, there are three companies, three OEMs, that manufacture hardware that uses the ResponsePoint software.
Mm-hmm.
The one I typically show off is the one from SysPine. This is made by the company Quanta, which is a pretty big manufacturer in Taiwan. I guess they make a third of all the world's laptops. And they sell them under other people's brands.
Of course.
But in the U.S., they're going to... this is their first time of trying to go with their own brand. And so they've committed to make a bunch of these ResponsePoint systems. So they make... they call it the Digital Operator System, and you can see the box here. So when you buy this box, what you get inside of it is this, what we call a base unit. You can think of it as this is basically your PBX, and the idea
public
is
branch exchange for the non.
So, if you've ever worked in a big corporation, you know how in a big company, when you push the when you're operating the phone, you can transfer calls and you can You've got lots of extensions, and that the basic idea for a big company is that, or you know, for that matter, for any company bigger than just a few people, rather than having a special line, dedicated line for every single employee, what they do is they combine a whole bunch of lines because it's very rare that everybody's all going to be calling outside at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what a PBX does is it manages those, you know, those external lines that you've got. And Response Point is a small, you know, PBX. And what you'll do is you get one of these things home, you plug it in. This is it's got a built-in what's called an ATA, a telephony adapter, an analog telephony adapter.
Okay.
And you plug this into, you know, whatever phone line you've got from the phone company. You can plug up to 8 lines on this particular box.
Mm-hmm. And they have multiple size boxes, I'm assuming, with probably more.
Yeah, well, you'll see more of these boxes coming out. This is the one, as I said, from Syspine. Here's one from D-Link.
Oh, D-Link, of course.
Okay, so now, in the case of D-Link, they don't actually have a plug in the back for your phone lines, because you can get this extra device that plugs on your LAN that goes, the phone lines go in through that.
Okay.
And
So it's IP from that perspective, any IP, places.
Yeah. So what happens is...
Any place you have a LAN drop.
Yeah, that's right. So the idea is you're taking the telephony world and, you know, all these PSTN lines or whatever that you've got, and you convert them all into internet. And so on this box, that's all built into one box. But these things go, you know, your regular phone lines go in here. This thing plugs into your LAN.
Okay.
And one of the things that we really pride ourselves on, Response Point, and we'll talk about this, you know, more, is we're very, very easy. So we're way easier than, you know, to configure than anything else that's out there. And so the cool part is this. You plug in your phone line, you plug in your LAN here, you power it on, you're done. That's pretty much all there is. And if you've ever worked with another kind of phone system, first of all, you probably had to undergo special training, and that's probably your full-time job because they're so complicated to set up these PBXs.
Right.
Whereas with Response Point, it's the kind of thing that just a normal person can get to be really good at setting up.
You know, so here's my question. How do I actually set up, like, to tell that system what my outbound phone number is, or how does it actually make outbound calls?
Okay, well, let me
set up, like,
the
secretary's phone versus my phone.
That is, like, super easy. So
okay.
I've got here a Response Point system that I've plugged in. Now, in my office, I have a regular phone line. In fact, I'm going to show you how I do that. So this is just a regular cable. In fact, if you can poke it back here if you want to, maybe it's kind of awkward to pull it out, but basically, like, see, this is the phone line I got from the phone company.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Just I plug normal. That in the back. It doesn't even matter which one I plug it in, because the system senses which one it is, and it does the right thing. Okay, then this one is plugged into my LAN, and then I powered it on. Now, at that point, what matters is, so now I'm done. So now, the next step is to set up some phones, and I'll show you, I'll kind of walk you through how you do that. At this point, what you've got is Microsoft has some software that will run on your PC. Okay, there's one piece of software called the administrator, and another piece of software we call the assistant. The administrator is what the admin will use. In a typical small business, the admin is the owner. It's like that.
Sure, sure.
It's like, you know, everybody's an admin. And then the assistant is designed to run on everybody's desk, you know, separately. And so and I can do it on, I've got like a couple of different computers here, and I don't know if you can see
yeah,
it well.
Either one is fine.
I'll show you what I did on this one. I can also, just to give you those, let's flop this one over here. Oops. I'll show them on kind of both screens here in a second here. But this administrator, let's talk about the administrator that's on this box right now.
Okay.
The administrator here, I have got it now set up. Let me get rid of the phones just to show you how easy it is to add the phones. Let's remove this phone. Typically what I do when I get started is, let's go ahead and I'll show you. So I select this thing and I'm going to create a new user now, okay?
Can.
And so it's Dan, and how do I spell your last name?
F-E-R.
F-E-R.
N-A-N. D-E-Z.
D-E-Z. There we go. Okay, so Dan, how about if I give you extension, any particular extension you'd like to have? It's the default is 101. Is that okay with you?
Perfect.
Okay, all right. Let's give you extension 101. And there you go. Now, so I've just added you as a user on the system.
Okay.
Okay, Richard Sprague, me as a user as well. And then just for fun, when I test this thing, the way that it works is that phones don't have to be associated with, you know, people. It could also be a location, like your warehouse in your company.
Okay.
You know, your kitchen or whatever. It could also be like an like a particular job role, like a receptionist or a like, you know, it could be like the department, the sales department, or that kind of stuff. So we distinguish between users and actual phones themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I've created a couple users. Let me go ahead and add a phone. Now this is the cool part. Unlike any other system out there, response point phones are, you know, basically auto-discovered. So you don't need to know the MAC address. You don't need to know anything special about the phone. You just go and plug it in. And let's do that right now. We'll set up a phone. Now, what I want to... Let me show you... let's see now. Now, I've got to go juggle between my 8 phones and decide which one to show you. And I think what I will do is... let me unplug this one. Start this one from scratch for you. And I'll show you a little bit how that works. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'll leave that one alone. Okay. Let's start by, let's see if I go and click through here now. Notice that I've got, let me check one quick thing here. You'll see there are actually a whole bunch of phones on this network because I'm using a network that we have internally.
Okay.
But, it auto-discovers which one that I want to connect. And in this case, I'm going to connect that guy there.
Okay.
I will assign him a user, and let's assign that one to me. And notice how watch the display on there because this it used to be the warehouse phone, but now I'm going to change it to be my phone. And you'll see in 1 second how it configures.
Registering. That. Yeah, I saw that.
So it'll register that phone in 1 second. There we go. See, now it changed the display to.
Right.
1 second here while it finishes.
So
now
Sprague.
It says it's R-Sprague, so now this is my phone, okay?
Perfect.
Now, another phone that we can add, so now let's add one for you.
Sure.
And the way this works, we use powered over Ethernet, so there's no other cables other than just take your LAN thing. And this is how easy it is to set up a new phone. Just pop this guy in there.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, because this is a computer, it's, you know, there's like a processor inside of it that's going to boot it and all that. So it's going to take a second for it to initialize.
Sure.
And it's going to show up on the network in a second. When that happens, then we'll be able to add this phone. Okay, now, while I'm doing that, let me show you another key feature of response phone. So it's going to initialize that phone while we're doing that. Let me give you a call. Since you're a user on the system, it means you're already set up. As far as the response point PBX is concerned, you're another user. And so I can start calling you. Now, you won't have a phone yet, so your phone won't ring, but at least I can leave you voicemail.
Okay.
That's another key thing about response point is that everything you want to buy a response point is built in, so including voicemail boxes and all that stuff. A lot of other phone systems, they're going to quote you a price for like the number of phones, and they're going to say, now, do you want voicemail with that?
Right.
And they're going to charge you extra. Yeah, and they're going to charge you extra for all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Been there too many times.
Yeah. With response point, every single thing is built into the price, so there's no extra licensing. In fact, a lot of people ask us, like, so how many phones can you add to response point system? We don't really even have a limit. It's just however many phones can fit on your network. We tell people it's really good for companies of like between 5 and 50 employees.
Okay.
There's no like specific limit. There's no, you know, magic number when you hit your 21st phone or you hit your 51st phone. You've now got a, you know, you're in another pricing tier and you've got to pay this extra or whatever.
Right, like right.
None of that stuff. So so let me show you how this is. Now we get into the really cool stuff because I'll show you how easy it is to use. Okay. Everything about Response Point revolves around this little blue. We call it our magic blue button, and anything that I want to do with response, I just press that button and I speak what I want to do. So in this case, I want to call you. So I'm going to hold the button and I say, Dan Fernandez.
Dan Fernandez. Dan Fernandez. Dan Fernandez.
So obviously you're not there because you don't have a phone.
Of course.
So, hi Dan, this is Richard. When you get a chance, can you call me back, please? Thanks. So there, I just left you a voicemail.
Perfect.
Okay. So now let's let you get your voicemail.
Now, can I get it from anywhere, or because it's on the network?
Actually, that's interesting. We could create an account for you using your mobile phone, and so you could use your mobile phone, you could call into this phone right here and check your messages that way.
Oh, awesome.
But since it's just easier right now, since we do have a phone over there, why don't we add a new phone for
sure.
You? We'll provision that phone for you now. So let me go through and do this again, and you'll see in a second. Let me just double check one thing. This is a SysPod phone. And I just got it going. There we go. I'm going to assign this one to you.
So what you're doing here is selecting the type of phone, assigning it to a specific user.
Yeah. if this were an actual deployment, mm-hmm. the only phone that I'd see on the network would be the phones that I happen to be using right here. Mm-hmm. Now, you're in the response point team, you know, development team office right now, so there's a whole bunch of other guys that are testing phones on other parts of the network. And so
it's so you see, like, more, 50
you
phones.
See, like, 50 phones. So I have to, like, pay attention to which one it is. And now, notice, it provisioned your phone, and guess what?
I have voicemail.
You have voicemail.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so why don't you go ahead and push the blue button, wait for that little chime, and then say voicemail.
Let me just turn this so we have a nice little angle. Voicemail.
Voicemail. Welcome to voicemail. Please enter your password.
Okay,
to check voicemail for a different extension, press star. You have one new message. Main menu. To listen, you have one new message. New message.
Hi, Dan. This is Richard. Will you get a chance to call?
What do you know? You got a voicemail.
Perfect.
Say, press one.
Okay, message, so you know the drill on how voicemails
end of messages.
Work. Yeah. Okay. Now, since I asked you to call you, call me back. Why don't you call me back?
Call Richard.
Richard Sprague.
Perfect.
Hi, Dan. Hey, pretty good, huh?
Sweet.
So that's the basic idea. Now, I can show you other things. Like, I guess I could add another phone here, and then we could show how call transfers work. Which is a similar kind of thing where, you know how it is, like, in fact, probably the phone that you have at Microsoft, or that anybody has in a big corporation, it's probably got a transfer button on there, but you probably don't really know how to use it, because probably when you push the button, you're like, I forget now, if I push this, what's going to exactly happen, then do I, like, let up now? So most of the time, I've found when people use the transfer function on a phone, the words that they speak are to the other person they're calling, they'll say, I'm not really sure if this is going to work or not, so if I...
if we get disconnected, call me back,
yes.
Or I'll call you
right,
back.
Right, and so the response point,
yes.
it's like super simple. What I can do is, while I'm in the call, anything that I want to do, I just push the magic blue button and I say, transfer call to whatever.
Okay.
And in fact, actually, you could try that right now if you want to. Why don't you push the button again and say Richard Sprague, so call me, and I'll show you how this works.
Richard Sprague.
Richard Sprague.
I pick up the phone and I say hi, and we're talking now. And then I say, I want to transfer the call? So here's what I do.
Give me one second.
Transfer call to warehouse. Okay, there we go. So now the call's transferred. So that's all it takes. Now, there's obviously nobody in the warehouse. So I can't have the call be transferred.
Okay.
Right now, because there's not a phone that's set up. But that's basically all it takes is I just speak the word and it does it.
Cool. Very cool.
And let me think here. So you think that's cool? We'll show you some more cool stuff. One of the things that, in fact, maybe what I can do is I can show this on this thing here now. So again, this is our internal system. So we've got a zillion phones that are all plugged in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go over to this part. I want to show you. This thing we call the automated receptionist.
Okay.
Okay. Can you see this well?
Yeah. Just show me where you want me to zoom in.
Okay. I'm going to do a couple of things here with my automated receptionist. Now, right now, I've got it pre-selected here in a couple of things, but notice how I can set up various different things, like a welcome greeting. I can have it answer commonly asked questions like, "What are your hours? What is your location? What is your fax number?" That sort of thing.
Oh, that's great.
This is all voice driven.
Right.
And this means that anybody who's calling externally can just ask these questions in their own words and get an answer.
Sure,
okay,
sure.
It's a pre-recorded answer. So, for example, if I wanted to change the my office hours or my office location, I just click on this, and I'll record record whatever greeting I want.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the greeting that gets played when somebody asks me, "What are my office hours?"
That's awesome.
Okay, so let me show you what that looks like. What I'm going to do now is. Let's see here. I could call my phone number and have it pick up and then we'll get the greeting. Or probably for sound reasons, it might be easier for me to just call it from here. So let me just push the blue button and we'll try it out.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say, like this, I'm going to say, "What are your hours?"
Our award-winning team works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay. So, but yeah, and that's pretty cool because now I've asked that question. What are your hours? Now,
sure,
that's what people are used to when they see speech recognition and stuff. Now, this is where we get to the cool part of some of the technology that was developed in Microsoft Research that's made it way in this product. This is something you won't find in any other phone system because it's smart enough to know the answers to questions that are kind of like that as well. So you don't have to just say, what are your hours? You don't have to just say, what is your location?
Right.
You can say any kind of variation on that. So let's try a couple of things. So I could, for example, I could say...
When are you open?
Yeah, are you open this weekend?
Our award-winning team works 24 hours a day.
Okay, so I could do that. And go ahead, why don't you try? Ask it a variation. Ask it like, are you open on, Christmas? Are you open on my birthday? Whatever. So go ahead. Just kind of...
Are you open today? Are you open today?
Our award-winning team works 24 hours a day, 7.
There you go. And the same thing with office location. So I could go like this. Where are you located?
We're located at blogs.technet.com/RP.
Cool.
Can you see that? And so again, any variation on that, and we'll get the right answer. And the way we did it is kind of interesting, is that we collected sample speech from like thousands of people, and we run it through this statistical algorithm that we have, and we ask a whole bunch of people to ask in their own words a question to which the answer is what your office location is. And so they ask it like lots of different ways. They say where are you located, what street are you on, what's your address, like all those different kind of variations. We crunch that into a big statistical model, and then we use that to tell what the answer to the question is.
Excellent.
So yeah, that I think is one of the coolest features. And so this is the kind of thing then that a typical small business, which would never be able to get technology like that otherwise. In fact, this is the kind of thing that you expect maybe when you call United Airlines or something like that, you'll get that kind of functionality. But a typical small business would never be able to get that thing without something like a response point.
Right, they can sound like a big company
exactly.
Even if they aren't.
Exactly, yeah. So we run into a lot of cases like that where it's like a small company that wants to look like a big company.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like one example is there's a company in Seattle called Comenity that... they do installations of like TV equipment and that kind of stuff, and they kind of compete with Best Buy and Circuit City and whatever.
Sure.
They're kind of in a more specialized kind of niche, but mm-hmm. They want to look to their customers like we're not some fly by night that's just going to come into your house and you'll never see us again.
Right.
And so by having the response point system like this, they're able to look like a big company. So you call them up, and and they'll answer the phone, and you can ask them these sorts of questions, and you can dial by voice. You speak the name of the person you'd like to talk to. And just like they would be if they were some big, huge company.
Awesome.
So that's kind of cool.
And underneath the covers, this is using the speech server technology, right?
It is, yes. In fact, a lot of the key people on the team came over from speech server. Originally, were part of the development on that. In fact, I think we're going to talk to one of them right now. I think Chris Thrasher is one of the guys on the team.
Okay.
But before we go talk to him, let me show you just another couple of cool features. This is one of the new things that we just introduced. We just announced it. We're going to be introducing it later this summer. It's a free upgrade to all existing Response Point customers.
Excellent.
And it adds a bunch of really cool functionality related to VoIP. Now, I was explaining how easy it is to just take a regular phone line and plug it in. Well, that's still kind of a hassle because we're on the internet, after all. Like, why do you want to deal with these old, ancient, analog phone lines if you're on the internet? And it's supposed to be a VoIP system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've added a new function that lets you actually create an internet phone line on this. And you don't need that the regular analog old that line at all. And so on this system, for example, the one that we're playing with right now, I just added a new phone line. Now you can add a new phone line from we've announced some partnerships with there's a company in Colorado called NGT. There's another company called CBeyond, and we'll have more partnerships announced as we go on. What I did here is that I set up a phone number, and I can set up any phone number I like. That's the cool thing about VoIP. And in this case, what I wanted to do was I grew up in Wisconsin, but my parents lived in Michigan, and they lived just outside of Detroit in a little town called Westland.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just for fun, I wanted to set up my phone, this phone that's right here, so that it would be a local call for my mom.
Right, right.
And so I created a phone number, and I just went on the internet, and I picked which phone number, which area code, all that kind of stuff I want to have. And And now I've got a phone line that my mom can call.
So how'd you set up the actual phone number to VoIP? Is that something that you guys are adding in the software?
Okay, so when I set up this system right now, let's see here if I could walk you through that. Maybe let me go on this screen because it might be a little bit easier to see. When I set up, there's this thing called a voice service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you see this down here? And I'll click on that. And I have a choice now of whether I want to add another analog line or a VoIP service. And in this case, somebody already added this to the system. We're using one that's made by NGT, but the process will be the same. And I'll show you. What you end up with is you've got like this simple little login here where you've got you set your username password one time only. Now, when you set up an account with NGT, they will give you all this information for logging in. And when you do that, one of the options you have with like NGT or CBN, all these companies, is you can pick the number of phone lines you want. These are all virtual internet phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick the phone number that you want. And so like in my case, I looked up where my parents live and I said, something near Westland and something that would be a local phone call for them.
Sure.
And I just picked whichever phone number I want. I could have picked an 800 number. I could pick, you can pick, over time you'll be able to set the system up so you can pick numbers, from around the world.
Sure,
And it'll be a local call and it'll look and act exactly like any other phone call from them. So, in fact, I can prove that to you right now. Let me go back to one of my other phones here and try calling that number. And I'll show you how it works. Now, there's also another concept we call, it's called direct inward dialing. Is that the abbreviation? DID, or DID. People who know VoIP, you always say DID. And I can set it up so it'll ring a particular phone on my network as a direct dial when I call that number. And so let me just go ahead and call this number. I'm going to call this number for my UC Microsoft phone. This is my corporate phone. And just to show you how that works. And I'll dial my, this is the number that's local call for my mom.
Mm-hmm.
1-7-4-7-3-6-1-7-7-2. And there we go. It just makes it, it's an instant call from here.
Right.
And you can see I dialed, even though I dialed a number that's in the 734 area code, it's a phone call that, it rings on this phone right here.
Sure, sure. Awesome.
So that's pretty cool. Now, I think we should, do we want to go over and talk to Chris right now?
Sure.
How much time do you have? Do you want to talk?
Yeah, so one thing, and you talked about some of the usability and the testing stuff for speech input. What about the blue button? Because that certainly seems like you guys had done some thinking around, hey, let's not add 20 different features or buttons that people aren't going to understand. There's going to be one button. Like, what was the thinking that went on there?
I think what it was is, so like originally, after the team had been working on Speech Server, Speech Server is it's meant for enterprises. It's a big, a big thing. And our founder and leader, XD, was a lot more interested in doing more of a consumer kind of product or something that would be a little bit more, something that would be, a standalone kind of thing that would be a lot cheaper and would bring kind of this technology more to the masses. And so he originally started the team planning to build, I call it a glorified answering machine. But one of the things that's really key about here is that, it's kind of like true to our research ethic here is that we try not to come in with any preconceived assumptions about things. And so what he insists on is that every time we do something, we want to go and find a real customer, a real place where we can try it out. And so we started out by taking the this like glorified answering machine kind of thing, and we decided to go find a couple of small businesses that might want to try it out. And in the course of doing that, like one of the first things we found out is that there are no good phone solutions for small businesses. Because we were thinking, this thing would just be an answer machine that you plug into whatever PBX system the small business already has, and it would add some extra functionality, like you'd be able to do the voice dialing and all this other kind of stuff. Well, we came to find out that there is no such thing as an easy-to-install phone system, and we couldn't find any local companies that would let us come in there and touch their phones because it was too complicated. And so that was the feedback we needed to come back and say, you know what, we should probably work on something that's a little more end-to-end.
Right.
And in the course of that, we also, we ran into the problem that, although we were going to be like an answering machine kind of thing, there aren't any really good phone, handsets either with like functionality that people can understand and can be easy to use. And so in the course of doing that, we realized, you know what, everything that anybody wants to do on a phone really comes down to, the kinds of things you'd want to do with a voice anyway. You've got, it's a phone, so,
you know
that somebody has a, some kind of input there to be able to use voice. And plus, a lot of times when you're talking on with a phone system, you might be calling in from a mobile phone or someplace where there's no keyboard, there's no there's no display or anything. And so that's something that the team and all the members of the team are really good at. And so it was just a natural thing to come up with this magic blue button that you just push the button, you ask it, you tell it what you want it to do, and it just does it. And I think you're going to see us also over time focus more on that as well, because we think that's a key dimension of our easy to use message.
Sure.
And so you'll see us do all kinds of cool things. I mean, obviously we talked to like the people from Tell Me, because wouldn't it be cool to have a directory where you could, you could ask some more questions. But I mean, you could start imagining like all these science fiction scenarios.
Right.
Be able to do just by push the blue button and get it done.
Yeah, and certainly there's a lot of like funny examples with the sync car commercials as well, where people are talking to their cars. So yeah. It's pretty interesting to see that come to anything.
Yeah.
So now, is there a way? And obviously, this really isn't for the 1 to 50. This is probably for like the 250 or more, where somebody does have a dedicated developer for them to program some of this stuff in Speech Server, do their own salt tags.
We haven't really focused on that right now, because we're really trying to get something that's rock solid, easy to use.
Sure.
And, doing a good job with an SDK and making an API available is something, we want to do that.
Sure.
But that's not something we're going to just, throw out the door. In terms of some of the things that people can do, if they're more technically savvy and kind of want to like get into the basics of things.
That was not part of the demo.
That's not part of the demo, but let's, okay. I think, okay. Maybe it's my... one of the things you can do is you can, we've got this monitoring tool that will run on Small Business Server, and it exposes all the events that of the response to my system. And so we know people that go and, build scripts that make it possible to control or to look at some of the some of the things that are happening on response systems. So, for example, if you are monitoring somebody's response system, like say you've sold one to somebody to a small business and you're going to help support it or whatever, and you don't want to run over to their office all the time to just make sure it's working well, you can set it up so that it's got this automatic monitoring. You can do like a green check email to like email you every day to tell you everything's going fine, or to send you an alert when something happens. You can also do there's a bunch of things you can do with integration with Outlook. Now, that comes out of the box. And in fact, I didn't show this to you, but...
is that like event-based, if you will?
We
have a voicemail, I'm going to email you.
Yeah, so like, I didn't talk about the assistant yet today. This is the assistant that's hooked up to the phone system that we use internally here among the team members. So it's got a lot of team members on here. You can see all of our names. Okay, and I have... one of the things that I was able to do is I can set up my own contacts here, which I can import from Outlook. In this case, I already imported a bunch of them. And let me just show you how that works here. I've got it set up to call the response point our blog hotline, which is this box again. And I can call my work phone number, I can call my wife, I can call a couple of other people like this.
So this becomes your phone directory, and anytime you press the blue button, you speak to anybody in that name.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, and if I could suck in my entire Outlook contact database if I want to.
Sure.
And then instead of just saying the names of the people who are on the extensions here, I can speak the name of people who are in my whole Outlook directory.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So I can voice dial anybody in my Outlook directory, which can be hundreds, up to 1,100 names. But wait, there's more. I can also set it up so that we have this feature we call external access. So if I register my mobile phone, it will treat my mobile phone number, using the caller ID, as a special kind of a phone number that when it's calling this unit here, it will act as though this is just another extension. And I can speak any of the things that I can do normally, when I have a handset sitting right here in my office. So for example, all of my Outlook contacts, then I can dial them from my mobile phone. And when I'm in my car, I could make a phone call just by speaking the name of the person that I want to talk to.
Oh, that's great!
Using my Outlook contacts, and the other cool part is that the person I dial will think that I'm calling from my office phone number. So you can imagine some scenarios where that might come in handy.
Sure, alibis for the wife, of course.
Yeah.
But that's very cool. And just to be clear, like, that's running, it's any cell phone calling in this stuff because everything's speech-based. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't have to install anything or worry about an app or syncing or anything like that.
That's right, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, let me see if there's some other cool things I can show you.
So real quick, I'm sorry. Is it possible to get voicemail via to email? To
Oh Alba? Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so obviously, like we have a couple of other kinds of things that you would
just because I love that feature.
So
Microsoft.
One of the things I can do is I can configure this thing so that it will forward my email to wherever I want it to go. Like, let's check to see what my settings are in mine here. I've got in here my voicemail is now. Is it set to go to my other account here from the system or not? Yeah, I can set it so that anybody who sends me leaves me a voicemail,
mm-hmm.
that will get turned into a WAV file that will get forwarded onto my, in this case, my Microsoft account.
Awesome.
And again, that's a cool feature that you wouldn't get.
Of course, I just gave everyone your email address.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. In fact, actually, if people would like to try out the system, I'm happy to give out the phone number for the system here. And you're welcome to call. In fact, I had it posted now for a while. I have it posted on my blog.
Is it on the blog?
Yeah, it's on the blog. And go ahead and if you want to zoom in the phone number there, and anybody who wants to is welcome to try calling it. And go ahead and hit us with any variation you want to on the question about office location or our office hours.
Awesome. Very cool.
Go ahead and publish that. And if people are welcome to try it out for themselves and see what they think about our speech recognition.
Very cool. Cool.
So I've had this available now for the last couple months. It was published on our blog. And I have, it's kind of fun because maybe that was that last call because I get random calls from people. You know, just when you pick up the phone, ask for Richard Sprague. And if I'm here, I'd be happy to talk to you.
Oh, that's hilarious. Right. We're going to go over and...
Yeah, let's go see if Chris, let's see if we can talk to Chris a little bit. And,
get some architecture.
He can give you a little bit, maybe a little bit of a description of the architecture, maybe a little bit about what it was like to develop this one.
Sure. Follow you guys.
Is Chris here?
No.
Hey, Chris.
So,
hey, how's it going? Dan Fernandez. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And, sorry, we're going to step into your office, and
okay.
I'm going to try and get against the light, so I hope you don't have any, I see some generics, good, D-word. Okay, walk us through how it actually works. Can you do sort of like the architecture, phone call comes in, phone call process, and all that stuff on a whiteboard?
I guess so. I mean, it's mostly SIFs, right? But, SIFs first. I didn't think you guys would come in here. Okay, so we basically have a SIF proxy. So
no one knows SIP, or let's assume no one knows SIP.
Okay.
I know.
All right. So
there's a new member. He's an intern named Dan Fernandez. He knows nothing.
Start. Okay. So there is a protocol called SIP, which is based loosely on HTTP type stateless exchange, where it's called a user agent, which may be a phone or some other device,
mm-hmm.
will request a connection to another prime through an invite. Let's say, I would like to speak to you. In the simple case, it'll say, sure. And then it says, okay, let's talk. Now these two user agents are talking. So this, generally, we indicate with a two-way arrow where they have some kind of media communication.
And you mentioned this is all SIP, so this is all internet-based.
That's right.
Okay. And is it over TCP/IP? Or is it its own protocol? Like, does somebody have to have some hardware and their own backbone?
In our case, it's all UDP-based.
Okay.
If you get Office Communication Server, you'd get TCP-based.
Okay.
But in our case, the phones generally only support UDP. And historically, SIP, especially if you're going over the internet, the UDP is considered more the more conventional way to go.
Okay.
Anyhow, so what we've done is we have what sits in the middle called a proxy. So we will actually act as a proxy. So this user agent say, well, I don't know exactly where UA Prime is, but I know where you are. Can you connect me to UA Prime?
Mm-hmm.
So we have what's a stateless proxy sitting in between these two user agents. Now, that's kind of a very high-level view, but basically this proxy serves as a SIP registrar, which basically says UA Prime's IP address is blah.
And how does that actually get mapped to, say, a number, a phone number? Is that via the proxy, or...?
So it depends on the context. So, like, if this is one internal phone call calling another,
okay,
generally you would just say, you would invite extension 100, say, 100 at proxy. And the proxy would then turn that invite around to an invite 100 at this actual IP address. Right.
Got it.
The proxy also has the capacity to what we call a forking request. So you may have two user agents by extension 100, one here and one in the warehouse, say. So even though the originator makes one request, the proxy may actually make multiple requests.
To see which one will pick up, say somebody on a mobile phone.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, in our case, we also fork it to an additional user agent called a call handler. And if neither of them pick up, the call handler will eventually pick up and redirect you to voicemail or some other extension, or wherever the extension 100 can configure how his call or her call should be routed. And all that logic lives in the proxy. And the proxy lives in what we're calling the base unit. And
for the routing of an external phone call...
Right, so the external phone call, again, there's two different scenarios. So we support in the coming SD1 part, assuming I can talk about this.
Sure.
We have, you know, PSTN as well as VoIP. So in the case of PSTN, we have hardware that looks just like another user agent.
Okay.
That talks SIP on one end and talk, you know, POTS on the other end. It talks to the public.
Plain old telephone system.
Right, so the regular... So it speaks, you know, normal telephone signaling. In the case of VoIP, we actually have internally a back-to-back user agent that handles SIP trunking. So what in fact happens is you talk to an internal agent. An internal agent will then talk to what we call an ITSP, which is an Internet Telephony Service Provider.
This is like the NTG and... NGT or
CBN, that's
okay.
Right. I guess that announcement went out today. So an invite will come to this, it will shuttle it across, and then off to the internet.
So I guess I don't understand. What are those two boxes there? In the,
logically,
and that's in the PSTN? Or?
Logically, no, this is another component in the base unit.
Okay.
Logically, there's just like two user agents sitting right next to each other that... understand that any requests, most requests coming here will just go straight on through. Some requests gets intercepted, like, for instance, let's say extension 100 is talking to an external caller, 425, whatever, okay? And at some point, extension 100 says, you know, you really should speak to extension 200. And you get a refer, meaning a transfer request, coming to here. And instead of having the transfer request go all the way out on the internet, this guy will turn around and reconnect to 200. And then once 200 answers, the audio will resume. ITSP will then talk to 200.
Got it.
There's a couple other sort of things that glossed over, but basically it acts as an insulation layer between the outside void board and the inside void board.
And I'm assuming calls coming in do the same sort of thing,
yeah,
right?
So the calls coming in will come to the outward facing user agent of the void gateway, hand it over to the inside, talk to the proxy, and you know, you'll get directed to an extension or the auto attendant or so on and so forth.
Awesome. Very cool stuff. Cool. All right, guys. I think that's everything.
Okay.
Right? Thanks.
Good, yeah.